and welcome back to the Ripley Recall. So I know we were talking a lot about what's coming up in 2025, but I think 2024 was such an important year, not only in the history of Camp Ripley, but what we were able to accomplish. I mean, in 2024, we were the third most used National Guard base in the country based on man hours with over 700,000. But besides the man hours, we had a lot going on. Mr. Housie, do you want to just talk a little bit about what Camp Ripley was able to accomplish this year?
Yeah, our focus and the directive that's come down from the Minnesota National Guard, Adjutant General, all the way through the chain and through our command team and whatnot, it's been a very big focus on maintaining that support for our customers here at Camp Ripley. And that's military and civilian, you know, all branches and all different departments, local, federal, state. Also, while doing that, you know, being able to keep that holistic health going on, and that's everything from, you know, physical fitness, mental health, and maintenance with the family unit and everything. So it's been a big push about bringing families in, having family day. Our focus for the interaction with the larger group, the team building within the unit, all that kind of stuff. But our busy days, you know, our busy years are becoming busier, and our not so busy years are becoming busy, and that's kind of a trend right now, I think, and it'll continue on for the next couple of years.
Well, yeah, that's awesome. And I know besides just the infrastructure that we're building here, we had a couple of cool events. Sergeant Newbakes, you want to talk a little about some of those specifically?
Right, yeah. So one of the big events that we held this summer was XCTC, or Expertable Combat Training Capabilities, and they're kind of like a mobile, I guess, training exercise, right? So a lot of units came from out of state, active duty, and National Guard, showed up to Camp Ripley and held a 2.5-week training exercise where they're just out in the woods and training as if they were on a real, I guess, battlefield. And it was a really cool event. We had Apaches show up. We had, like I said, active duty show up. And it was just a lot of bodies in one area. And a lot of really cool training was done.
Well, I think that really ties into the excessive man hours that we had for training this year. I know when I was working down at State Public Affairs Office, all the articles throughout the entire summer were all about Camp Ripley. And I think another big thing that's happening at Camp Ripley in 2024 was the opening of iSportsman. And iSportsman is a super cool program that allows hunters to come onto Camp Ripley and reserve spots. It was our first year, and I know we'll be talking with the environmental team later this year a lot about iSportsman. And from my perspective, too, that not only gives people the opportunity to come onto Camp Ripley and understand what camp is, but it gives people that have been here before a chance to come back and really experience camp for another time. What about you, Mr. Housie?
Yeah, again, that, you know, those focuses outside of the, you know, training or mobilization cycle and whatnot, those focuses are very important. So the addition of iSportsman as an MWR program, and kind of rearranging our hunt system a little bit and things, with the addition of that, the addition of things like the USO and some of the other morale, welfare, and recreation spots around base, you know, giving us a little bit more of an opportunity to, you know, do with things other than training, has been a benefit. It's helped the full-time folks out a lot. It's helped out a lot of our veterans communities, the additions and development of Deep Park Woods and the plans for that going forward. The hunt programs, again, like the USO efforts every time that they've come through here and worked through us. And it helps modify training and prepare soldiers so they can go out and do their best. That has been a big thing. Mentioning XCTC and whatnot as part of that, training capability and whatnot, being able to organize things, not just firing weapons and doing maneuvers and things like that, but to be able to do the behind-the-scenes elements and the logistical parts of it. And that's been, this will be kind of a segue for one of our new developments in 2024, which is the four-siding railhead that we've added. So we actually have six railheads now, capabilities with Camp Ripley to ship brigade combat teams, vehicles, and equipment here. Have them unload, go into the field and train, come back, wash that stuff off, put it back on the rail, and send it home in the most efficient way. And it's another training opportunity for mobilization based on you being able to pack up all your stuff and be able to deploy anywhere in the world.
Well, yeah, I think people don't really realize you go from 2 to 6 railheads, you're cutting down your travel time probably, I think, 12 to 15 days to almost 2 or 3 days. I mean, That's a significant deployability capability that Camp Ripley was able to add in 2024.
Absolutely, and that's a realistic standard for any base across the country.
Yeah, I mean, as we're looking towards the future, we understand, you know, Camp Ripley is really shining above a lot of National Guard bases, and we're getting to that point, too, where we need to start talking about, you know, what does Camp Ripley need to do to get to that point where we can become, you know, a deployment destination?
Certainly, and it's, you know, it's an easy concept for places like Fort Moore and some of the places down south, you know, being able to pack their stuff up, ship it down to the port and go overseas. But we're in the middle of the country, and not only in the middle of the country, but the farthest northern part of the country. So being able to pack our stuff up or get our a lot of our Midwest organizations and units to be able to pack up and move to ports for mobilization is very important.
Oh, and I kind of see Camp Ripley as, you know, the Chicago of the Midwest. We are really that hub of the Midwest right here for a lot of our other National Guard installations that we worked with. I know with our XCTC this summer, we had the Iowa National Guard here. I think we had over 2,900 Iowa National Guard soldiers.
Yeah, that sounds right.
Okay.
Yeah, I know we had, I think, as far down south as soldiers from South Carolina.
Wow, that's super impressive. And as we look back into 2024, I know there was a lot of things were changing, just not only in the way that public affairs ran. We were able to move over from our old building in 8-1 across the street here. And Mr. Rossi, can you kind of tell us about exactly what that means for the public affairs team here?
Yeah, our expansion, our opportunities are only growing. And everything that we've developed has developed along with the technology boost. So every time a new piece of equipment comes in to, you know, make our jobs easier, it just... In a way, it makes our jobs a little bit harder because we add another little spoke to the wheel that we what we can do. But with our abilities here, we have a full size studio that we're able to do photo and video interviews, all kinds of things with. We're able to do things like this podcast event. We're able to do a lot of digital work, be able to print things and to be able to organize stuff. So being able to focus in this office, you know, it used to be just a small office with a desk and a typewriter, and now it's a major capability with digital reach.
No, it's a really great facility for us to have the capabilities to promote exactly what the National Guard is doing, and specifically what Camp Ripley is doing here on a daily basis. What about you, Sergeant Newbanks? What do you think about this new office?
It's really, really nice. I remember when I was on ADOS here, Active Duty Operational Support, I had just become a specialist, brand new specialist, and I was working with Housie for the first time, and we were in... like an office shared with a joint visitors bureau.
Yeah.
And I think we had two cubicles to ourselves, and we finally cleared out one closet, and they were like, hey, Specialist Newbanks, go sit in this closet, and this is where you're going to go work.
Yeah, this is your new office, a 4x4 closet.
Right, that's pretty much what it is. I had my little like plant, and that was the only decoration in the office for the few months that I had.
So you like your 3x3 office that you have now?
Yes, I really like the office. Like, this is a really, really nice studio, and then the fact that in order to get our equipment, I just take a right turn, and all of our equipment's there and laid out and ready to go. And I can grab gimbals, microphones, lights, and I can be ready to leave in 5 minutes. And then I can come back and edit right away. And we've got multiple computers, Adobe products, and really nice equipment that allows this transfer of data and imagery to go really, really quick and makes our lives a lot easier. And the products to turn out a lot better.
Well, yeah, because if you're actually having the time and the capabilities to actually produce good products, you're even though you might be in a separate space and you might have to take a little bit more to connect with somebody, you have the ability to really showcase exactly what you're able to see out there on the training. And I think, too, like you were saying, making things more expedient, it's like the railhead. I mean, the more time we have to produce these products, the better quality products we're able to do. I mean, we were able to do that short video from the Army-Navy game this year, which I thought was really cool. That was a Sergeant Newbanks specialty right there.
Right. It was nice. It was fun to do something a little out of the ordinary from your average Army video, right, where the Army videos kind of go, this person did this, and this is why they did it. This Army-Navy video is very much like, let's try to make this look like a movie. And we got guys dressed them up in some really sweet outfits and then threw them out in the woods and had them run around, and we added effects to it and got that done really, really quick. No, I think we filmed and edited
3 days.
3 days total.
Yeah, 3 days total, which is pretty unheard of.
Well, that was a very short suspense situation, you know, and that, and that's a benefit to our organization now, our task in the organization. So getting the word out, getting on those short suspenses is very important. The communication is a lot faster nowadays and things. It's not that we're telling the story of what happened last week. It's telling the story of what happened an hour ago.
No, that's awesome. Mm-hmm. Well, guys, here, we're running out of time for this segment. So when we come back, we'll talk a little bit about more what's going on at Camp Ripley and what we're doing here. All right, please stay with us. We'll be right back.